Smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning in my show. It's because of you guys I get to do what I do. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. If you're into cool actors, voice artists, and just all around good people, we have actually the only actor that has ever voiced Donald Duck and Quacker the Duck from Tom and Jerry. Again, we got Sam Quasman coming into this studio. But before that, we want to do a couple of plugs. Again, first off, I want to say Happy New Year, 2025. This is the first show back from the season and back in the new year. So I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for everybody's listenership and all the emails and the comments and all that kind of good stuff that you guys said. I do get to read them, most of them, but I do love them. I may not be able to read most of them on the air, which I want to do. Hopefully one day I could just do it all that, but I do get them. And so when I get them, my heart's filled when I see that. But I just want to say thank you all, first off, for hanging in there till we got back. But again, we had a Christmas break, and then we had a lot of stuff going on as well, which I'll get into. But I first off want to say again, if you want to check out a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you like the music we've been playing, let us know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. Or if you just want to write some nice comments or positive words, that kind of stuff, email me there. Or if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our guest of the hour, Sam Quasman, go to our Facebook page over at Star Roast Entertainment over on Facebook. And last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan, T-Y-R-O-N-E, Tan, T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, over on Twitter. Well, it's formerly known as Twitter. It's now X. I'm getting lost with like social medias. I'm sorry, I'm blanking. And then also, thanks to the hacker there, it's at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. That's at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then there's this new thing called Threads, which is at Tyrone Tan over Official over on Threads. And then if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, that's Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. So what I really wanted to say, first off, my guest co-host is off for the day. But I do want to say thank you to all the awesome guest co-hosts that have come on throughout the seasons. It's always fun to have some friends on or colleagues on as a guest co-host. This is their first show back, and I do want to say this. There's been a lot. We're here. We record out here in LA, so there's a lot been going on. If you heard about there's a lot of fires going on that has been going on, and we do want to put our thoughts and prayers out to all those who've been affected. I have a lot of friends that were affected as well into these LA fires. We have the Palisades fires, the Altadena fires, and there's a lot going on here. So I do want to express. My thoughts and prayers to everyone out there, but also for everyone's support. There's so many people in the community that have come out to support and show their support and their love for a lot of people. And I just want to express all that to you guys and acknowledge that you know, we are going through some times out here in LA, California. I know this is worldwide, so I know some people, I've had friends from all over the world that have been, you know, asking me, say, are you okay? This and that. And blessedly, I'm okay. I've been in the safe zone, so to speak, thus far, God blessing me. But I have a lot of friends that have been affected, so I do want to just express sincere thanks to all those that have taken their time out to not only just to check up on me, but also just people that I know that have came together to help out those. So we do want to say our thoughts and prayers are out there for everyone that has been affected. Hopefully we're here to kind of, you know, bring some positivity and inspiration to a lot of people that have been tuning in. Hopefully, you know, get your mind off for a little bit while we're here on the show. So what we're going to do, we're going to try to do this guest that we have come on. Normally, when I have my guest co-host, we'll banter a little bit. And we'll talk about some movie reviews and that kind of good stuff. But, you know, but this person that we have on just has an illustrious career. And I just want to get into his career because there's so much. And I think it's a cool, special treat for you guys, especially guys and girls, if you're into voice artists as well. This person's bio, I mean, not only, again, he's the only actor to voice Donald Duck and Quacker the Duck from Tom and Jerry, I guess at the same time, so to speak. We'll get more into details about that, but also on Robot Chicken. But he's done so many things, from dancing to acting, TV shows, and there's just so much. That's why I just want to just bring him in onto the show. So what we're going to do, we're going to give a warm welcome, a warm 2025 welcome. Again, the first guest in the studio for this new year. So again, his name is, I just want to make sure I don't mispronounce it. It's Sam Quasman. And so I'm just going to bring, I think, you know, he's kind of like, you know, royalty to me, you know, in the sense, well, I'm going to bring him in on the traditional chariot style, make him feel special. And then, you know, we're going to bring him in and then we're going to talk a lot of his career. Sam Quasman, again, actor, voice artist, dancer, all around good guy. And here he is. He's going to be coming in. I'm going to just press the button here where we're going to open up the studio door hatchet to let the chariot in. He's coming. There's a bunch of fans outside, so he's going to be coming in to kind of, you know, to kind of hopefully be warmed welcome. Okay, here on the count of three, we're going to whistle in on the horses. One, two, and three. here we go. On the count of three. One, two. Here we go. One, two, and three. Here he is coming to the studio. Here he is coming down the street. Oh, he's waving to all the fans out there. Paparazzi's taking pictures of him. Oh, he's stopping for some fans, signing some autographs. Look, and he's doing some selfies as well. Oh, look, there he is. Oh, my God. There's people that got pictures of Donald Duck and Quacker the Duck to sign. People throwing roses at him. He's waving to all the fans out there. Here he comes in the studio. Coming down the chariot. Walking out. People, I don't know if he's taken. I don't know. We'll talk about it. Throwing numbers at him. Here he is, coming in the studio. Voice artist, actor, dancer, all around great talent and human being. Here he is, Sam Quasman. Welcome, Sam Quasman, to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN. Welcome, Sam. Oh, you brought your friend Donald. Or that's awesome. Well, again, welcome again. Sam Quasman, voice of Donald Duck and Quacker the Duck. That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. I can listen to that for so long. Well, Sam Quasman, welcome to StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, it's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, well, you know, I normally would do, like I said, banter with my guest co-host and also do some movie reviews, but your bio is so long. I just don't want to miss anything and then have the opportunity, you know, and time go by. Yeah. With, you know, so we just want to cut to the chase. So I don't know, you know, if the fans know already, or if they're not fans of you, but hopefully, or, you know, become new fans, or we want to start off with this hard-hitting question. I don't know if your people talk to my people. We start off hard-hitting and then we'll go soft. Okay, the hard-hitting questions.
First of all, I want to thank you for keeping me away from my fans. Yeah. They mobbed me here, and I don't know. I thank God for closing the door. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I got tackled. You know?
Yeah, I know. Liz, there's so many fans of Donald Duck and Quacker Duck.
Yeah.
You were great with them. You stopped for everybody.
Yes.
And you signed for everybody as well.
Absolutely.
And with a smile.
Out of the limo, got attacked.
Yeah. Okay. So we want to start with this hard hitting question. Sam Quasman, here we go. Ready?
Okay.
Where are you born and raised?
Oh, I was born in New York, Brooklyn, New York, but I was raised in California. I came out here when I was a kid.
Now, did you know growing up that you wanted to be in showbiz? I mean, obviously, you have a background from dancing to acting, voice artist, voiceover work. But was there one particular thing that you wanted, or was it just showbiz in general?
Well, you know, I used to imitate the cartoons on, you know, Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck on television, but the teachers at my school during recess, I'd just jump around and dance around and all that. And they finally went to my parents and said, you got to put this guy in one of those singing, dancing, you know, baton twirling, you know, hula dance studios. And, you know, because this kid, all he does is, you know, perform all day.
Yeah.
So that's how it started.
Well, about how old were you when it started?
I was eight.
Eight? Was this where you got bit by the acting bug, or was this when you started professionally?
No, I just was imitating whatever I saw on television.
Well, who were, okay.
Yeah.
Which leads to the next question. Who was your inspirations growing up?
Oh, well, yeah, Mel Blanc.
Okay.
You know, and acting. I was mesmerized by people who could act and sing and dance, you know, because that's a triple threat.
Was there any particular actor or actress or anyone or dancer or anything like that?
As a kid, I think I saw Gene Kelly.
Okay.
And Fred Astaire, you know, and I thought, gee, I think I could do that.
Oh, wow. So they're a big inspiration. So do you think dancing was your first love, so to speak, or was it, because I know you mentioned to me off air before you got here that you were in the dancing, and then but you know, was that the first intro to entertainment for you, or was it acting or even voice work?
Dancing was that opened the door for me. And I wanted to learn to sing and dance and act. So I was always concentrating.
So
but dancing was the hardest. Because in my day, it was tap, ballet, and jazz. And those were the musicals back then. Yeah. Music Man, you know, Bye Bye Birdie, Oliver. So my first dance company was called Disney on Parade from 1970 to 1975 or 6. And I was in the same company as Patrick Swayze. We started out together.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he was wonderful. Great guy. And so I'm in rehearsal one day, and they say, you know, we're on a break. And one of my friends sat down and played the piano, did a bunch of singing impressions. And I went, oh, I can do this. I sat down, played the piano, and did a bunch of cartoon characters. One was Donald Duck. And they go, 10 minutes later, said, you're the voice of Donald Duck for the Disney show. And today you see it as Disney on Ice. It was arena touring shows, sports arenas. So what we ran, what they skated, we ran. We called ourselves Holiday on Wood. And so back then, it was a dance show.
Wow.
And Disney on Ice is how you see it
today. I remember the commercials back in the day. Disney on Ice. Definitely.
So I did Disney. The forerunner was Disney on Parade. So I did the Duck live. 10 to 14 shows a week.
Wow.
And I perfected. I did What's My Line. I did radio promos for the show. And I was a lead dancer in the show.
Wow.
Yeah.
So when you had mentioned to me that you are, like, and for the audience that does not know, you are the only actor to do Donald Duck and Quacker the Duck, meaning
That's
at the
correct.
Same time, so to speak, or clarify, how does that, like?
I did Donald Duck over a 17-year period from 1970 to 1987.
Wow.
And then Eisner just took everybody out.
Yeah.
Yeah, he just, you know.
But I mean, Quacker the Duck was from.
25 years later, I get a call from an animator who says to me, hey, you still do a good duck? I go, yeah, who are you?
Yeah.
He goes, well, I was the animation supervisor at Disney, and you came into the animation department, did the best Donald Duck I ever heard. So I think this wouldn't be much of a stretch for you to do a little Quacker. And Quacker is an innocent duck. He's not an angry duck. So he's more like, oh, you my mama. Oh, I got my mama, don't you? You know?
And Quacker is from Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry. Yeah.
That's
so they resurrected Tom and Jerry. So I did that over a 10-year period.
Wow.
And Seth Green, my friend Danny Woodburn, is a fantastic actor and just comedian. And one day I heard from him, and he said, you know, Seth Green's looking for a Donald Duck. And I told him there's only one guy who can do Donald Duck. It's the best Donald. It's Sam Quasman. And so I went in and auditioned, and I got the part.
That's awesome.
We did Mickey and Donald at a bar picking up chicks.
That's awesome. Well, and I know we talked about Seth Green, a longtime dear friend. So it's cool that you got to work with him as well.
Yeah.
And so, like, Donald Duck. Let's specify into that. How did you even? I know you got discovered kind of doing it, but what made you even, you know, impersonate Donald Duck in the first place? Why not Mickey Mouse or, you know, anyone else? But what was about Donald?
When I was a kid, I used to imitate all the cartoon characters: Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig. You know, to me, Mel Blanc was this incredible voice actor. And I was about 13 when some kid showed me he could do Donald Duck. And I said, well, I want to learn that. So he told me how he did it, and I practiced. And when I was 19, I got the job as Donald Duck for this Disney show and a lead dancer, which I'm very proud
of. So what is the trick, so to speak, for you, like, to do a good Donald? What do you got to do to your, like, for people that are just, like, mesmerized by, like, how do you do it? Like, is it squeezing your, like, how do you, like, I mean, you know, you just, like.
Am I supposed to give out the secret?
No, you have the gut. But I guess for you, like, did you just keep practicing it one day? And just...
Oh, always. I practice it a lot, especially when I got the job, you know. You have to learn to sing. You have to make him angry. You have to make him cry. You know, he's a full character. He's not just an angry duck. But any little thing will tick him off.
So let's say you could come off and on really quickly. So if I said threw you a line, you could just do it really good without having it's second nature.
Yeah,
so if I
sure.
said, this is Donald Duck. You're listening to Staros Entertainment TV at Indy100.com Radio. How would you?
I have to repeat that?
Yeah,
say it again. It's a lot.
This is Donald Duck, and you're listening to Indy100.com Radio. Let's make that easy.
Wait, I got it wrong. Wait. I'm Donald Duck,
and you're listening to Indy100.com Radio.
Okay. I'm Donald Duck. I'm listening
to Indy.
Oh. Indy.
100.com radio. That's awesome. Well, that's cool. But so it's obviously it comes second nature. And then to Quacker, the difference one more time.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. The line is.
You can just say anything. Okay. Anything, just like what's the big differentiation?
So okay. He's an innocent duck. He's a little baby just born, so he's a bright-eyed, bushy-tailed duck.
Okay.
You know, he just came out of the shell. You know, so he would say, "Oh, I'm so lonely. Oh, nobody loves me. Oh."
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So now, doing that, what have you seen? I guess when were you obviously your parents very supportive of you when you wanted to go into this endeavor into entertainment?
Yeah.
And
they would give me lessons.
So let's go on. You know, before we run out of time, in general, you've got to work. I mean, from Hello Dolly, Music Man,
yeah,
the Newhart Show, Airwolf. My gosh, you know, so much, like, I mean, obviously Robot Chicken, stuff like that. You've got you worked with Anne Margaret. Is that where you knew her? Or
well,
what?
I did a Bob Hope special with her.
Oh wow,
I
that's awesome.
Behind her, and but I got to dance in the movie Mame with Lucille Ball.
Wow,
and she would tell me stories.
Wow, with Lucille Ball.
Yeah.
Wow, Lucy. That's awesome.
Yeah, I spent a month dancing in
that
show.
What was she like?
Well, she wasn't funny off stage. She was very serious, but you could talk to her, and I would say something like, "I like the Three Stooges," and she would say, "Oh, the bad props, they almost killed me."
Oh.
she did a Three Stooges.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's powdering her face, very fine powder, in front of a fan. It goes off, and she goes, and it goes in her mouth and her ears, and she's in the hospital for 3 days,
wow.
She told me. And she relived it in front of me. But the best story was she told me it's World War II, and she had a filling in her tooth, but they couldn't use silver because they use silver for war. So they gave her something else, and as she's driving to MGM Studios, she picks up radio waves in her tooth.
Wow.
Now, she hadn't told it to my face. And you know what it was? It was either Japanese or Germans. I thought it was, she said, Nazis. And they're speaking a foreign language, and it got louder and louder. So she calls the police, the FBI, or whatever, and they drive around until it gets really loud, and they get up to the top, and they find a nest of spies spying on MGM because of her tooth.
Wow.
Yeah. She actually told me that.
That's crazy. Yeah. But then, and also you worked with Jerry, or was it with Jerry Seinfeld as well? Or did you work with something?
You mean Bob Newhart?
Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars.
Yes, I did Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee. I was the... I was the commercial in the show.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I did it in one take, and Jerry goes, get him back. Let's do another one.
That's awesome. And then, really and then you said, because you also told me off air, you're one of the favorite episodes of Bob Newhart.
Yeah, it's Bob's favorite episode. I played a ventriloquist who believed the dummy was real and wanted to leave the act. And well, we're breaking up the act because he's a big star and I'm not. And so I go to Bob, and Bob says, you realize you're making him talk. And I go, well, that's how it started.
That's crazy. Yeah. So who do you think throughout?
By the way, it was Emmy nominated. And
that's awesome.
Every year, every time they talk to Bob, what's your favorite episode? The Ventriloquist.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And congratulations on all that.
Thank you.
So, and then I guess being the voice, what do you think has been the perks for you by being the voice of Donald Duck? For because that's such an iconic character, but for you, what did you experience going as the voice, you know? What did you get to, like, oh, wow, I get to go, do I get to get into Disneyland for free now? Or like what is there any kind of perks being the voice of Donald Duck for you, or like that you had experience?
No, not really. I did their records, toys, and commercials.
Wow.
And Peter Renaday was Mickey Mouse, and Tony Pope was Goofy back then. Uh-huh. And Peter Renaday, who unfortunately passed away last year, and Tony has been gone for a while. And, you know, we were a great team. But Peter used to work with Clarence Ducky Nash, the original voice of Donald Duck. And Clarence would say, Peter, you sound just like Walt Disney.
Yeah.
You know, he was a perfect match. And he did it for, I think, 20 years. And now you might know him from the Ninja Turtles. He's Splinter.
Oh, wow.
The original Ninja Turtles. And his voice is all over Disneyland and Walt Disney.
Wow.
He's in the Haunted Mansion.
Is he the one that goes? Yeah. Oh, who's the one that goes, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages? Like, is there that one?
That's Paul Frees.
Oh, really? Okay.
But he's in the quartet with, Thurl Ravenscroft, who was Tony the Tiger, and the Grinch song.
We're great. Yeah.
You're
great.
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, and you're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. Whatever. And
is he still around?
No, he passed. Mm. But I got to work with him on when I would record the Disney on Parade show with June Foray and
June Foray. Yeah.
June was a doll. June made me join the Animation Society, ASIFA, Hollywood, and so I'm still a member.
Who do you think is your biggest highlight to have worked with? I know there's so many, I'm sure, but is there like one that always is? That's like someone asked me who's the biggest or highlight for you to interview. That's hard, but.
Yeah.
Is there someone that just every time you just think of somebody that like, man, I mean, again, it's like picking up your favorite kid. But like, is there someone that always like has always been an impact of getting to work with?
Well, that's hard to determine because there were so many great actors I got to work with. I was on Family Ties.
Yeah. With Michael J. Fox. Yeah.
Yeah. And Meredith Baxter Burney.
Yeah.
And the man who played his
Michael Gross.
Michael Gross.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Fantastic actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I owe him an apology.
we'll talk off air.
Something else.
He's supposed to be at a con.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So anyways, but at least he's scheduled for. I've got to interview him through the years, and he's a nice guy as well.
One of my favorite things was working with Robin Williams.
Mm.
We used to do medical Shakespeare, which I won't do here.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, then did you get to meet Walt Disney? Was he still? Or no,
was he passed in 1966.
Got it. So you came in right after that.
Well, I met his brother.
Yeah. Which is it Roy Disney?
Roy Disney.
Roy Disney?
And
okay.
Roy E. Disney. And so Roy, we were in Kansas City, which is where Walt Disney was from.
Mm-hmm.
So the family showed up to see the show. And the executive producer says to Roy, this is Sam. He does Donald Duck Live. And he goes, oh, God, I thought that was Ducky Nash. So it was a big compliment. And, he worked so hard to open up Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
So when it first opened, we were guests and we got to see Walt Disney World before it was what it is today.
And do you get to do any of the animation cartoons or no? The Donald Duck or no?
No. They didn't do a cartoon.
Oh, never had all these years.
I was doing Donald Duck.
Really? They never had. For some reason, I always thought there was Donald Duck cartoons. Maybe there were always reruns then. Maybe.
There are reruns. The only one they did was Mickey's Christmas, and they used Ducky Nash, which was appropriate.
Got it.
Yeah, and then when he passed in 85, then I took over. We did commercials. I did the Mickey Mouse audio animatronic talking doll.
Oh, wow.
Because Teddy Ruxpin beat them to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And he goes, wait a minute, we invented this.
That's crazy. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And then that's awesome. And, wow.
Yeah.
So what you got to do, we got to really cut to a music break really quick. Can you introduce this song and maybe in the Donald Duck voice?
What's the song?
It's called... Where Disneyland is, and what state is Disneyland? At least here in
Anaheim.
That's the city, California. The song is called California. The person's name is Alexander James Rodriguez, and the song is California.
California.
And his name is again.
Alexander James Rodriguez.
Alexander James Rodriguez.
All right. Oh, boy. All right. Again, here's California with California by Alexander James Rodriguez, a dear friend and a guest of the show. And again, California, I think it's kind of appropriate to, you know, kind of highlight California since we're going through a lot of this stuff and hopefully bring some positivity again. So a lot of people like this song as well. So again, this is California by Alexander James Rodriguez. And we'll be right back more with actor, voice artist, dancer, all around great talent, Sam Kossman, right after this. Again, here is California by Alexander James Rodriguez. And we'll be right back.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
Sun is out and the waves are high. It never rains, so we always shine. Like a dream and we live it every day. Grab our boards and we're feeling good. In Venice Beach where we're understood. The water's warm and the vibes are great today. Yeah, yeah. Cause this life's a party, like a scene from the movies. Everybody's famous from Malibu to LA.
This is California, where you can get.
The beautiful girls, NYC has the diamonds and pearls, but in LA it's the best of both worlds, yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Cause this life's a party, like a scene from the movies. Everybody's famous from Malibu to LA.
This is California, where you can get.
We are back here. Again, that song was called California by Alexander James Rodriguez. If you like that song, let me know. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. But if you really like that song, support him. That's Alexander James Rodriguez. Check him out on his socials, his Spotify, YouTube. He's got music videos out, new music as well. But yeah, he's a dear friend as well as a great interviewed guest here on the show. Again, Alexander James Rodriguez. Again, that's California. And we're back here on the show, back to with our guest of the hour, actor, voice artist, dancer, all around good talent. We got Sam Cosman. Welcome back.
Oh,
thank you very much.
And I forgot to say, the only actor to do Donald Duck and Quacker the Duck.
That's right. And Quacker is.
Oh, you my mama. I am my mama. Oh, boy.
He's an innocent duck.
Wow. So, time went by so quick. So let's tell a little audience about what do you got going on, as well as how could people check you out in general. What you got? What you got? Anything?
Well, I have two films that I'm up for, but I can't talk about it. There's an NDA to that, but it looks good. So we'll see. And I'm on these autograph shows. So I'll be in Pennsylvania, Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, wow. Okay.
For a NEPA convention as their celebrity guest, and I'll be there February 23rd and 24th.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah.
And how could people check you out and maybe follow you and all that kind of good stuff? Your website or social medias?
Yes, I'm at Sam K, Samkay 3000.com.
Sam K A Y
3000.com.
Samkay 3000.com. Oh,
one K.
Okay, Sam.
Sam, K-A-Y.
K-A-Y.
3000.com.
Okay. Sam, K-A-Y. 3000.com. All right.
And I'm at Sam Quasman on Instagram and TikTok and all that.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Time went by quick. I mean, and then they could obviously, you have a lot going. I know you had so much going on for your stand-up comedian. You also do stand-up. And
yeah. And I kept my day job. I'm currently the male stripper at the Jewish Home for the Aged. It's a great job. You come back the next day, they think you're the new guy.
So that's awesome. And then so the autograph shows, people want to check you out as well just get some stuff signed. And it's a really pleasure and honor having you here. And it's really cool just and again, thanks for being the first guest of the new year here on the show of 2025. This show is ultimately about inspiring others. You've been inspired. We want to inspire those. Mm-hmm. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do mm-hmm. or follow their dreams in general?
I'll tell you what you do. Perseverance. I mean, you just keep going and going. You never know what's coming around the corner. I mean, at one time I thought, well, it's over. And then all of a sudden, out of the blue, I get a call to do this Duck on Tom and Jerry.
Wow.
And, it was amazing. And then all of a sudden I get Robot Chicken.
Yeah.
And now I'm up for two films. So, it just goes in cycles. So never give up. Persevere. Keep going. Stay positive. And do your homework.
Yeah.
You're going to be an actor? Practice. Go do a play. I don't care what you do. You stand up, keep writing jokes, get up and perform. Perform, perform. It's a craft.
Okay, let's throw out this really quickly. Anyone you'd like to work with that you haven't, and what ideal project would you like to do?
Oh, man.
Let's put it out there. Let's put it out there.
There's so many great actors, but I'm impressed with Michael Keaton and John Goodman and Jason Sudeikis, who I met, and these guys are amazingly prolific actors, writers, and all that. And there's so many of them. I mean, I just a few that I mentioned.
That's awesome.
And I'm so sorry that they lost their homes, it's an absolute devastation.
Yeah, for all those once again that have been affected by the LA fires, Palisades, Altadena.
Yeah.
And others ones that I'm blanking out, because it's still actually the fires are they're still going right now.
So Castaic now.
Please, everyone, please be safe out there. Again, thank you all for all those that have been supporting a lot of people that you didn't even know. Some of them just supporting you just from donations mm-hmm. to just your thoughts and your prayers and just being positive, towards people and just being kind. I think that ultimately this also brought a lot of good out of people because you saw a lot of people come together. At least I did get to see a whole big community come together.
It was amazing. And it's everybody. It's not just the celebrities. It's
everybody. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of,
My niece lost her home.
Oh, so sorry to
Altadena,
hear that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, again, Sam Cosman, thank you so much again for coming in. And I wish you the best luck at all that you do. God bless you. And one more time, how could people check you out? One more time, social medias, websites.
I'm at samkay3000.com, S-A-M-K-A-Y-3000.com, and at Sam Quasman on whatever they are.
That's the
Instagram. TikTok.
Okay.
You know, and
then,
all those places.
And then you got the one more time, the show coming up. When is that coming out, the convention?
Oh, the convention's February 23rd and 24th.
Oh, coming up.
The NEPA convention in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Awesome. Well, check him out. If you want to go meet him, get some autographs, all that kind of good stuff, again, check that out. Are those posted on your website as well?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Well, again, Sam Quasman, thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you all again for staying loyal and for, again, being here and back. Happy New Year, 2025. And I'm just really, really grateful and appreciative of all your guys' listenership, loyalty, and all of the nice things that you send in. I do get to check them out, and so I appreciate all those. And hopefully I'll get to maybe spend a day and just read a lot of them on the air and just dedicate it just to you guys. Hopefully I can do that soon. All right. God bless you guys. Again, Sam Quasman. God bless you, buddy.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. See you later. Bye-bye.
All right. And I'd like to end off the show. Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.